This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli strikes on Saturday killed at least 48 people in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian health authorities said, as clashes took place in the central and southern areas of the enclave ahead of the planned start of a polio vaccination campaign. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
In a statement, the Israeli military said it continued to operate in the central and southern Gaza Strip. The UN is due to start vaccinating some 640,000 children on Sunday. It will rely on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in specific areas of the war-torn territory. Gaza's deputy health minister, Yusuf Abu Al-Rish, said teams would try to get to as many areas as possible, but added the daily pauses may not be enough to guarantee enough children are reached. We call for a real ceasefire so that this campaign can really succeed, he said. The vaccination push comes after confirmation that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first case in the territory in 25 years.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday his staff was in contact with the Israelis and confirmed they have discovered bodies in Gaza. Biden spoke to reporters after attending Mass at St. Edmund's Catholic Church in Rehoboth, Delaware.
We wanted to identify the bodies, and there's a lot of speculation who they are and the names. I'm not at liberty to do that at this moment, so families are notified.
Israel said it has discovered a number of bodies in Gaza during combat and that its military was carrying out a process to extract and identify the bodies, which will take several hours. It asked the public to refrain from spreading rumors as to the identities of the bodies. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Police say a man will face charges after storming into the press area at a Trump rally. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
As Trump watched the arrest happen, he said,
"Is there anywhere that's more fun to be than a Trump rally?"
The man who stormed into the press area was eventually subdued with a taser. The incident came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage and after he had dismissed CNN as fawning for its recent interview with Democrat Kamala Harris. The man's motives aren't immediately clear. Johnstown police say he'll be formally charged next week with misdemeanor offenses. I'm Haya Panjwani.
China and the Philippines have accused each other of causing a collision between their two vessels in the latest flare-up of tensions over disputed waters and maritime features in the South China Sea. The Chinese Coast Guard spokesperson said a Philippine ship maneuvered and deliberately collided with a Chinese Coast Guard ship in an unprofessional and dangerous manner. Philippine officials in Manila said it was their Coast Guard ship that was rammed three times by the Chinese Coast Guard without any provocation, causing damage to the Philippine vessel. It was the second confrontation in days near Sabina Shoal, west of the Philippine province of Palawan, in the internationally recognized exclusive economic zone of the Philippines. An attack about 130 kilometers north of Burkina Faso's capital on August 24th is one of the deadliest in nearly a decade of Islamist violence in the West African country. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell has more.
The date of the attack was verified by a Reuters source and confirmed by both the Burkina Faso military and the Al-Qaeda-linked group that claimed responsibility. A group of victims' relatives says hundreds of people were killed when jihadists opened fire on civilians digging defensive trenches on the orders of the military. Several videos apparently released by the militants on social media and verified by Reuters showed more than 100 bodies piled in a trench, most of them in civilian clothing. An Al-Qaeda affiliate says it attacked soldiers and militia members excavating trenches and killed nearly 300, describing the victims as fighters, not civilians. Burkina Faso's ruling junta has not said how many people were killed, but said civilians were among the victims.
Emma Gell from Reuters. A UN spokesman says the United Nations will continue to engage all stakeholders in Afghanistan, including the Taliban, even though they issued a ban on women's voices and bare faces in public and severed ties with the UN mission. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric in New York defended the United Nations assistance mission in Afghanistan and its head, Rosa Antubayeva, who said that the new laws provided a distressing vision for Afghanistan's future. Ministry of Virtue said Friday that it will no longer cooperate with the UN mission in Afghanistan because of its criticism of the laws. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.